and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Wednesday, the 26th of November, 2008, and the title of this podcast is Entertainment at the Mall. My name is Anna, I'm English. I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. Entertainment at the Mall. Beginners. Having four children is wonderful, but it can be a lot of hard work. Sometimes I find myself in the car driving all over town, taking the kids to different activities. Two have swimming, so the younger two have to come along. Sometimes my daughter, the youngest, will fall asleep in the car on the way to the swimming pool. That is actually a good thing. But then, what do I do with my third boy, who is wide awake and wanting to do something interesting? Well, if we drop the boys off at the pool and then go to the mall, my girl willingly wakes up, and she and her brother get to play. They play on the stationary vehicles and have a gumball each. Their favorite vehicle is the ice cream truck that is very cute, plays music, and has flashing lights. There is also a helicopter, a four-wheeler, and a horse. It is a real treat for them. The trouble is, they never want to leave. Advanced. Being a parent can sometimes be a bit of a balancing act, especially if you have more than one child. We all know that it is good for children to be involved in sports and other hobbies. But the more kids you have, the more running around you have to do. It is simple multiplication. Talking to mothers in this area has shown me that often the car becomes the mother's best friend. By sheer necessity, the vehicles that tend to be a man's domain become transformed by a woman's touch. It's inevitable if a woman finds herself in a car very often, then she will exert an influence upon it. Suddenly, it will be cleaner than usual. It will probably smell like lemon, lavender, or pine. There will also be an organized stash of tissues, hand sanitizer, cream, mascara, CDs, and small healthy snacks. Perhaps even a magazine or two will be slipped into a seat pocket for a quick read while the lady is waiting for a game to finish. In between dropping off and picking up children, a quick escape to the mall with the youngest can be made. It's only fair, after all, that they have some fun while the older siblings play their sports. Well, that's all for today, listeners. I hope you found this podcast useful. To download the text and grammar notes, please go to acupofenglish.libsyn.com or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. If you'd like to send me a message, feel free to write to acupofenglish@live.com. Goodbye for now.